taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Heaven's Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. And I'm glad to be with all of you today. Wonderful day here in Arizona. So this week, we're going to be talking about the fascinating miracle of life and health called breathing. Our breath not only energizes us and recharges our batteries at the cellular level, but also heals disease, reduces pain, integrates our brain hemispheres, balances our nervous system, and clears the stress of negative thoughts and feelings. That is, if we breathe correctly. Today we'll see how we can use our breath to build a strong dynamic energy field, especially important for those in the healing professions, and if your work brings you in front of the public, whether you're an actor, dancer, singer, athlete, teacher, or public speaker. We'll also discover how birth trauma affects our breathing and see the impact our daily stresses have on our breath and what we can do about this. What we'll be discovering today will turn some old concepts we have about breathing and how to breathe upside down. So get ready. It will also put the control back in your hands in terms of your health and energy, which I think is very exciting. For those of you who may be listening for the first time and may be new to Living in Tune, I'm the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. Resonance repatterning transforms the unconscious patterns you resonate with that create disharmony in your body-mind-energy field. And this, in turn, affects your physical health, how you relate to others, your personality, and how you think and feel. In resonance repatterning, after we have identified the unconscious patterns that are causing your problems, we use specific self-healing modalities from sound, color and light, movement, energy contacts, and breath to change your resonance with these old, outdated patterns. Once you resonate or come into tune with life-giving patterns, that's when people feel their life turning around. The beauty of resonance repatterning is that in one or two of the basic seminars, you can quickly learn how to give yourself sessions and how to give sessions to family members and friends. If you haven't already experienced a resonance repatterning session, that's a great place to begin so you can experience for yourself how a session makes you feel. Many people, after receiving sessions, also want to attend some of the resonance repatterning seminars so they can take care of their own daily stresses and resonate with empowered intentions. Our website, resonancerepatterning.net, gives you a list of teacher schedules and links you to certified practitioners in your area. Starting this July, I'll be teaching the complete resonance repatterning program, all 10 seminars from beginning to end, in 6 intensives over a 15-month period. So if you're interested in the potential of humankind for extraordinary change, you feel called to the cause of good and growth in your own life and in the lives of others, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body, you're welcome to check our resonancerepatterning.net website. And if you have any questions about my diploma training program, which I only teach once a year in the USA, you're welcome to call Ardis Osborne at 480-481-9023. She'll be happy to talk with you and answer any questions you may have. Or you can register on our website. Every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning. After sharing the theme of the week, I'll be doing a special Breath for Life repatterning for the person who calls in during the first break. You're welcome to phone in during the first break if you would like this session or if you have any questions. And you can call in to 1-866-472-5795 and they'll give you that number again later on. And remember, by the way, if you want me to discuss any particular question or issue, please email me at livingintune@gmail.com. I do read your feedback and I do my best to weave your requests into these shows. In fact, Kelly, you emailed me, and I want to let you know that I received that, and I'm so glad that radio show number 10 on anger is helping you clear that clutter out of your body-mind system. And to answer your question on the five life needs, because other people may be interested in this too, yes, you're right. First thing you need to do is check which of the five categories of needs that you need, and then check the specific number in that category. And remember, underneath every problem and all anger, there's always some life need that you need to resonate with and have it met in your life. And just doing a problem, a life need, and a modality, and changing your resonance with that through the modality can be very powerful. So I encourage you to do some of these very short little sessions on yourself. Well, now we're ready for your breath, the fascinating miracle of life and health. I remember when I was about 7 years old, lying in bed at night, trying out different ways to breathe, and thinking to myself with some concern, how am I going to learn how to breathe properly? There's no one to teach me how to breathe. Little did I know that I was quite right. We aren't taught how to breathe when we're kids. And children who are in touch with their felt sense, that inner body knowing, they know when their breathing is off track. What we don't realize is that the way we breathe starts when we're in the womb, and that our breath registers every shock and every stress, from birth trauma and childhood stresses to pain, accidents, operations, and to every negative thought and feeling, our own and others that we're in, people we're in relationship. Intuitively, we know as children when our breathing has lost its natural balance and that there's no one to teach us how to regain that balance. For the rest of us, we go through life unaware that the way we're breathing is causing a host of troubles, pain, and disease. It's been estimated that about 95% of all our illnesses relates to incorrect breathing. But learning how to breathe isn't just a matter of a few secret breathing exercises. In order to regain our natural breathing mechanism that supports health, well-being, longevity, and a dynamic field of energy, we also need to identify and transform the unconscious pattern that causes us to breathe incorrectly in the first place. Otherwise, you'll breathe correctly when you discipline yourself to do so, but as soon as you focus elsewhere, you automatically return to the imbalanced way of breathing that causes most of our problems. Today, let's first look at what creates physical, emotional, and mental health and see how breath is of central importance and how a particular little-known aspect of breath is the most important of all. We'll discover how this little-known aspect heals our diseases and energizes us. We'll also learn how to use our breathing to integrate our brain hemispheres and balance our nervous system. We'll also see how our birth trauma and stresses affect our breathing. And finally, we'll learn six ways of breathing that you can use to maintain your life and the balance of all your systems. And if you want all the details of these six ways of breathing, you will actually need to download this transcript, as we simply don't have enough time in this one short hour to do absolutely everything. But I'll do my best. And of course, at the end, we'll do the Breath for Life repatting, which will help you identify and transform the unconscious patterns that constrict your breathing. So the first question then, what creates physical, emotional, and mental health and allows us to live long and vital lives, and it's called balance. We know that if our temperature is too high or too low, we immediately get sick and can even die. If we have too much water in our system or too little, we can also get sick and can die from that too. Dehydration in children, for instance, can lead to death within 24 hours. Dr. Batman Gelidge says that almost all chronic diseases are caused by cellular dehydration. There are hundreds of balances that our body-mind maintains for us 24 hours a day. One of the most important of these balances is our pH, our acid-alkaline balance. If we are too acid or too alkaline, that too can cause us to get sick. And if not corrected, it too leads to death. What many of us don't realize is that the range for maintaining this pH balance is very narrow, 7.36 to 7.42. This is a minuscule 0.06 range. Anything above and below that 0.06 range results in sickness automatically. Most important is the pH of our blood, which for optimum health needs to be slightly alkaline, 7.39. If the pH of our blood drops below 7, just a tiny 0.39 drop from its optimal level, it results in death. Can you believe that? Somehow or another, our body has to maintain our blood so we don't get that 0.39 drop. And we'll see how our body achieves this miracle in a moment after I've introduced you to oxygen and carbon dioxide. What's the power of carbon dioxide here? Along with our acid-alkaline pH balance, one of the most important of all the balances is the oxygen-carbon dioxide ratio. Now, we all know that oxygen is good and carbon dioxide is bad, right? Wrong. What few of us have ever learned or been taught is that carbon dioxide is one of the most important gases in our body. As early as 1909, Professor Henderson of Yale University said that carbon dioxide deficiency causes animals to die. And Dr. Lum wrote in Chest, Heart, and Stroke Journal, carbon dioxide is not just a waste gas. It plays an important function in governing all bodily functions. Even a decrease of 1% of carbon dioxide can cause dizziness, palpitations, and wheezing. In other words, an asthma attack. As soon as correct breathing is started, these symptoms are reversed. Now, what about oxygen? Oxygen, of course, is important. It's the essential ingredient for creating energy in all our trillions of cells. But guess what? Without carbon dioxide, the bond between oxygen and hemoglobin won't be broken apart, and all the oxygen in the world won't be delivered to our cells. Carbon dioxide breaks that bond, so oxygen is given up or released to the cells. This means you can have symptoms of a lack of oxygen, heart problems, brain fogginess, dizziness, loss of concentration, poor memory, panic attacks, liver and kidney problems, digestive troubles, when all the time these symptoms may be caused by a lack of carbon dioxide. Degenerative illness begins when oxygen is not reaching your major organs. Premature aging is a lack of oxygen to your brain, skin, and organs. Every system in our body depends on carbon dioxide to get its supply of oxygen. I find this fascinating. It's certainly not what I learned in school. So pH balance, as I already mentioned, that one of the most important balances is to maintain is our pH balance. And you can read great books on how to maintain this life-giving balance through correct eating. Again, guess what? Carbon dioxide is a major way to maintain the acid-alkaline balance. Not something we usually hear about. After this break, come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this before going into the session. It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Marcha Dimes programs. And we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. The rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Here we are, and I think we've already got one call. Lisa, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Lisa. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And Lisa, do you mind just waiting a few more minutes so I can just give this the rest of the information and then we'll get going with your session?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you just stay on the air.
Okay.
All right, so very quickly then, and in the download I'll give much more information on this, but let me summarize it here. We were saying then that the most important thing to maintain is our acid-alkaline balance, our pH. And our tendency is to be too acid, and the acidity in our system and in our blood is what causes all diseases, pretty well all. It's almost impossible to be too alkaline. And why we are too acidic is because everything we eat, pretty well everything we eat is acidic, meat, soft drinks, alcohol, sugar, processed food, cooked foods, grains, nuts and seeds, and toxins in the atmosphere are acidic. Our negative thoughts and emotions create acidity, and fluoride and chlorine, for instance, which are added to our water, are acidic. Phosphorus in soft drinks is acidic, and our cellular metabolism produces acidic wastes. So we are very acid, and we must get rid of this acidity if we want to maintain our health. And there are three things we can do for this. First is to eat alkalizing food, and again, the download will give you information on that. Second thing is to deal with our negative thoughts and emotions, which is what resonance repatterning does. It shifts our negative acidic thoughts into alkaline positive thought patterns. And finally, we have our friend carbon dioxide and correct breathing. And carbon dioxide is one of the major ways that we neutralize acids in our system so they can be eliminated. And what's fascinating is that this amazing professor, Butenko, a doctor in Russia, has done this extraordinary work on over-breathing and realizing that we take in too much oxygen and we are eliminating too much carbon dioxide. And he discovered this link between over-breathing and illness. And as soon as he balanced that out, he said that it's very difficult to have a deficiency of oxygen. In actual fact, it's usually carbon dioxide that's the problem because it's not getting oxygen to our cells. And as soon as he balanced out the carbon dioxide oxygen levels in the blood, illness disappears. And amazingly, Dr. Gerald Spence of the UK said that the cost of drugs per year for each asthmatic patient fell by two-thirds once Professor Butenko's methods were taught. So there's a lot of fabulous information here in the download on what happens in the womb, and I think for the moment I would like to go into the correct breathing method, and then I'll kind of apply that with the Breath for Life repatterning, which really uses Dr. Butenko's work. So correct breathing then involves a slow but short in-breath through the nose, to avoid taking in excess oxygen. Most of us take a very deep breath, or we breathe in through our mouth. The out-breath through the nose can be slow and relaxed, but it's not deep, not a deep exhale, because you want to avoid losing excess carbon dioxide. So it's just a short in-breath, and then just relax and just let the air out naturally. Dr. Buteyko says avoid mouth breathing altogether, as this causes us to take in way too much oxygen and to lose way too much carbon dioxide. And even athletes taught the Buteyko method actually found that this increased their stamina or endurance when they used his breathing system. He also says to sleep on your left side, because during sleep carbon dioxide levels go down, and after observing tens of thousands of patients, he found that those who slept on their left side lost much less carbon dioxide than those who slept on their back or their right side. And by the way, when carbon dioxide levels go down in your blood, immediately the blood circulation to your brain is cut down. So those of you who are getting memory problems or headaches or fogginess in the brain, it may be that there's a lack of oxygen to the brain because low carbon dioxide levels in your blood. Dr. Buteyko also recommends no protein at night, as protein requires a lot of oxygen to digest, which in turn lowers your carbon dioxide levels in your blood. So now, first thing in the morning, and I'll summarize this, and for those who are interested, again, it's all in your download. So first thing in the morning, middle of the day, in the evening, three times if you can manage, you check your pulse rate, which tells you about the circulation of the blood. And Lisa, we won't be able to do that on you right now. But 70 beats per minute is good, and 100 beats per minute is too high. Then you do the control pause. And I'll talk this through for you, Lisa, right now if you want. You inhale normally, and then you exhale normally. And then again, just a short inhale. Exhale, and you can block your nose with your thumb and index finger, and you're going to hold your breath out for as long as it's comfortable for you to do so. And while you're doing that, I check on the second hand on your watch or your clock to see how long you can hold your breath out. And as soon as you need to breathe in, Lisa, you can just let me know. And you want to avoid holding your breath out so long that you inhale with a gasp or need to take a deep breath. Because if you're taking a deep breath, it means you're over-breathing once more, and that's what we want to avoid. So after holding your breath out, you should be able to breathe a small amount of air in and continue with your normal breathing, no panting. I take it, Lisa, you're still holding your breath out. Just let me know when you're breathing it in again. As Lisa's holding the breath out, I'll let you know what this means. If you can easily hold your breath out for 50 to 60 seconds, you're in excellent health. Professor Buteyko says that no person with a control pause of 50 to 60 has degenerative disease. Isn't that amazing? If you can hold it out for 25 seconds, your health requires some attention, and it requires correct breathing. If you can hold your breath out for 10 seconds or less, this means you're taking in excess oxygen and are deficient in carbon dioxide, and the problem is probably present. If this situation lasts, illness, according to Professor Buteyko, will show up one day if it hasn't already shown up. Lisa, are you with us? I don't know whether she's been cut off or she's still holding her breath.
Hello?
You're there.
Hello.
Were you holding your breath out all that time?
No.
You weren't?
15 seconds.
15 seconds, good. Okay, so you need some help.
Yes.
But you know something? It's amazing. When the first time people do this, it's like 10 seconds feels like a long time, and 50 to 60 seconds sounds impossible. But as you do this every day, you'll notice that you can hold the breath out more and more comfortably for longer and longer, and you'll begin to see changes in your health. Well, after the control pause, you'll then do shallow breathing for about 5 minutes. Avoid deep breathing, which brings a lot of oxygen and causes you to lose a lot of carbon dioxide. Just do a slow, short inhale and relax the breath out slowly. So it's not a sharp or quick in and out breath. By the way, animals that breathe quickly have a short lifespan. Elephants that breathe slowly have a long lifespan. So you breathe slowly, even though you're just simply breathing in a little and relaxing and breathing out. Actually, if you watch a baby breathe, it's how a baby does breathe. And then after doing that for 5 minutes, you'll then do another control pause, exhale and hold your breath out while you time yourself with a clock or watch and see if you can effortlessly add a few more counts onto your last count. So you can repeat this once or twice if you want to. All right. So now let's work with Lisa here and do a session, and we'll apply what we've learned in Dr. Buteyko's work with this Breath for Life repatterning. So, Lisa, have you ever received a session before?
I have.
You have? Wonderful. So you know a little bit about resonance repatterning. Have you studied it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Are you planning to take any seminars in the future?
Not in the near future.
Not in the near future, but you never know. But at least you're having some sessions, so that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And so let's start then, Lisa. Do you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Absolutely.
Good. All right. And for those who don't know about muscle checking, it just allows me to tune into the body-mind field, Lisa's field. We're all energy, and there is no space in the whole energy field, so we can access someone's energy field 10,000 miles away or 2 feet across the room and find out exactly what's going to support their energy field coming into balance and harmony. And Lisa, just to warn you, we will be taking little breaks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to put your session on pause as we take a break. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Lisa, let's start with the problem. What is a present stress or problem that you're facing at this time?
Well, I am about 5 months pregnant, and I'm reviewing myself and the patterns that I have in my own life because I don't want to transcend any of my issues or patterns into my unborn child.
Yeah.
And so I was reviewing the way I breathe, and I noticed that I hold my breath in, a deep breath in all the time. So I constantly need to tell myself that I should breathe.
Yes.
And
yeah.
What the first symptom of my pregnancy was actually acid reflux.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So
interesting, isn't it?
Isn't it? I know. So I feel that this session is absolutely, this topic hits home for me big time.
Okay, good. So let's just see here. And Lisa needs to list any other problem besides holding the breath and the acid reflux symptom. There is some other stress or problem that you're facing at this time, Lisa, that I'm muscle checking. Yes, something else also needs to be added onto this. So after the break, we'll come back and find out what that is, okay?
Okay.
It's about your journey long way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the 7th Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So before the break, we were just doing the Breath for Life repatterning with Lisa, and we were coming up with the problem that the session is all about. And Lisa, have you got any sense of what other stress or problem you're facing at this time?
Well, I still work full-time, and I work in the fitness field for my 9-to-5 job, but then in the evenings I teach 4 classes a week, including Sundays, and balancing all of that is certainly a major stress.
So it's really then the problem or the stress you're dealing with, is it overwork, or is it trying to balance home and pregnancy and work?
Good question.
Are you feeling tired from all that work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I'm feeling tired from all the work I'm doing. It sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And you need to list anything more? No, that is it, actually it, Lisa. That's what we needed to add on here. And by the way, anybody who's listening to this, and I think we've got about 5,000 listeners at this time, you're welcome to proxy in on Lisa's session here, because again, we're all an energy field, and if you want whatever's beneficial in Lisa's session, you're welcome to be a part of this session. And I think a lot of us are doing a lot of work and probably feeling a little tired and having trouble balancing our life in that way. Good. So now we're going to check you, Lisa, for your resonance with this pattern, and all three of these are primary here. Yes, so general muscle check, we're checking your whole body-mind field. Say, I hold my breath.
Yes.
You say that out loud, I hold my breath.
I hold my breath.
Acid reflux.
Acid reflux.
I'm feeling tired from all the work I'm doing.
I'm feeling tired from all the work that I'm doing.
And I'm checking that you are on for resonating with those problems. All right. So now what negative feeling is coming up for you in relation to this feeling tired and acid reflux, holding your breath? What do you feel the feeling is?
Stress.
I feel stressed.
Yep.
And you need to list another feeling, yes. And how does this stress make you feel?
Sad.
Okay. Yeah. And you need to list anything else. No, that's it. And we need to resonate. We need to check you for resonance with both of those. Yes, general muscle check. Say, I feel stressed.
I feel stressed.
And I feel sad.
And I feel sad.
Yes, and I can hear that sadness in your voice. Yeah. It's appropriate for me to share what's on my mind right now. Yeah, so what I'm kind of feeling, Lisa, is that, you know, in that 9 months with this baby, the mother is really meant to be very what's called yin, in herself, quiet time, relaxation time, time to be very peaceful. And what I'm hearing is that you're very yang. You're out there moving, active, teaching classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there's a kind of a push-pull here. There's a conflict because everything in you, the feminine yin in you, is wanting to go inside into that place of peace with your baby, and yet this worldly life is pulling you outside. Yes. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just going to check. We need to check your resonance with that. No, but it's just an understanding of, again, the conflicts that we deal with in our life that pull us in two different directions.
Yes.
And Lisa, do you have any problems with your breathing? Besides, you hold your breath, don't you?
Yes, I hold my breath.
And anything else with your breathing?
No asthmas or anything like
no
that.
No coughing, sneezing, mucus, snoring?
Probably just sinus mucus.
You have sinus mucus, okay. Yeah? Okay, and you need to list anything more? No? No? And so these are the two major ones here, yes? And again, just say, I hold my breath.
I hold my breath.
And I have sinus mucus.
And I have sinus mucus.
And that is on. And again, Dr. Buteyko would say that's a sign of low carbon dioxide. And you can see how this is coming in with that control pause that you did of only 15 seconds.
Mm.
All right. And we now in the session we do the control pause, but we can count the one that you did before. Yes, so you did a 15-second control pause. And then we'll check that at the end to see if it's changed.
Okay.
All right. So now, did you have an earlier experience involving any difficulty with your breath?
Not that I can remember.
No? No? Okay. All right. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't come up. We don't need to worry about that. And we need to check on any unmet need. Yes. And you need category number one, security, survival. Physical needs for health and energy, no. The need to achieve your best, go beyond your limits, manifest your potential, yes. 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11, 12. What do you need that would allow you to manifest your potential and achieve your best?
What first thing that comes to mind is family.
Family.
I live in Las Vegas, and my family lives in Rhode Island. All my friends and family, I'm new to Las Vegas, so.
Yes. So you've got, your family is in Rhode Island, and you're in Vegas.
Correct.
And so that's the sadness coming up, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So that you want togetherness with your family, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that. Yes. And again, I'm also seeing that with your baby. It's like you're wanting togetherness time with your baby rather than being out with all these other people all the time. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. General muscle check. Say, I have togetherness time with my family.
I have togetherness time with my family.
Yeah, and you're off right now for that. And yes, it's bringing up some feelings here. And I'm just going to check on these feelings coming up. It's an energy constriction release. No, it's just bringing up feelings of sadness that you are not having this need met for your family being with you, especially at this time of being pregnant. Good. So we're going to check now on the meridian block that's caused by a lack of chi in your breath. And the meridian you need is any of the ones 1 through 6, no, 7, 8. It's the lung meridian. It is also associated with sadness. And say, I don't feel worthwhile.
I don't feel worthwhile.
Yeah, and right now you are resonating. You're on with that. And now let's find the coherent meridian quality that will activate the flow of chi and balance your system, help you to breathe life in balance. And you need 1, 2, or 3, no, 4, 5, or 6, yes, number 4, number 5. and it's called the Heart Protector Meridian. It's about creating safety and trust. And General Musilczek say, I create safety and trust in all my relationships.
I create safety and trust in all my relationships.
And at the moment, that is off. Yeah, so again, you're in a new place, and you don't have all the safety and trust of your family around you. And so it's about creating a new family there that can really give you that support that you need. So now what we're going to do then, Lisa, is find what breath modality is going to help you the most. And we've got six of these breaths. They're all based on Buteyko's way of breathing. And then we've got other things added on to balance the hemispheres and balance your autonomic nervous system and things like that. So I'm going to check which of these six breaths would be the best for you to do. And it may be that we'll do several of them, because we've got a little bit of time here. So let's find out. Best one for you to do is the control pause with tensing and relaxing your muscles. Yes, it is. So let's just start with that one. So what you do then, Lisa, and everybody else who's listening, we can all do this together, you just breathe normally, just take an in-breath and then relax your breath out. Do that again. Then block your nose, just can hold your breath out, and tense your hands and arm muscles for about 3 seconds, and relax. And then breathe in and do shallow breathing. Breathing in, relaxing out. No deep breathing, just a slow, shallow in-breath and relax and just let the breath out. This time, you'll let the breath out, hold your breath out, and tense the muscles of your feet and your legs for about 3 seconds. Relax, breathe in, and do slow, shallow breathing, in-breath, and relax and breathe out. Just keep that shallow breathing going. If you're doing this by yourself, you could actually do the shallow breathing for about 5 minutes if you wanted to, 1 to 5 minutes. Now the third time, have you this time breathing out, holding your breath out, and tensing your whole body for about 3 seconds. Relax, breathe in, and do your shallow breathing. Short in breath, relax, and breathe out. Good. All right. And after the break, we need to come back and do another of the breaths. Yes? So when we come back, I'll muscle check which is the next breath that's needed, and we'll continue with this wonderful session that I think we all need, as well as Lisa. We're all in one way separate from our family. There's that imbalance between the yin and the yang, being peaceful within ourselves and also being out in the world. So thank you, Lisa. Stay online and we will come back to you after the break.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.com. www.mindfulness.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning Seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Seventh Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders. A place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the Seventh Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. And we have you here, Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. Good. So, Lisa, we're going to now do another breathing modality called the Hemisphere Balancing with Healing Alpha Brainwaves. And this is using the Buteyko breathing, the shallow breathing and the control pause, while alternately breathing in one nostril and out of the other nostril. And this breath synchronizes brainwaves in the two hemispheres of your brain, again, the yin and the yang, so you can see why it's important for you, because you're so yang and out there, at a time when everything in your body is wanting you to be yin and within yourself and very peaceful and relaxed. And it creates alpha brain waves in both hemispheres of the brain. And alpha is associated with creativity and healing. And, of course, it balances the oxygen-carbon dioxide ratio. So with this one, relax completely and without using your fingers to block your nostrils, imagine that you're breathing in through your left nostril. And then imagine that you're breathing out through your right nostril. Then inhale through your right nostril and exhale through your left nostril. Now, if your nose is blocked, don't worry. Just imagine that you're doing it. Breathe in your left nostril, the Buteyko, short breath. Breathe relaxed out through your right nostril. Breathe in your right nostril. And exhale through your left nostril. And I find my eyes changing position. When I'm breathing through my left nostril, my eyes go to the left. When I breathe out through the right, my eyes go to the right. Breathe in the right. When I breathe out of the left, they go back to the left. And I check it's very good to use this eye movement along with the breath as you do it. So just keep that going, breathing in the left, out through the right, in the right, out through the left, in the left, out through the right, in the right, out through the left. And we need to do that breath longer. No, normally I was doing this as a positive action. I could I would even do this for about 5 minutes. But in terms of a modality for your session, that's enough. And you can just close your eyes, Lisa, and just feel what these two breathing modalities have done and how you're feeling. And there's any other breath you need right now, no? So we can go and recheck your patterns to see if they've begun to shift on through. And I'm also checking, yes, we can. All right, so going back to the problem, Lisa, say, I hold my breath.
I hold my breath.
And acid reflux.
Acid reflux.
I'm feeling tired from all the work I'm doing.
I'm feeling tired from all the work I'm doing.
And you are off for that. My muscle check goes weak, relaxes, which means you no longer resonate with that. Good. Good beginning change here. Now say, I feel stressed.
I feel stressed.
I feel sad.
I feel sad.
And you don't resonate with that anymore. And the breathing difficulty, say, I hold my breath.
I hold my breath.
Sinus mucus.
Sinus mucus.
And you don't resonate with that. All right. Now we're going to do the control pause. So just breathe in and breathe out. Just do that a couple of times. And then you're going to breathe out and just count the second hand and breathe in whenever your system wants you to breathe in, you do so. Everybody can do the same thing. And Lisa, whenever you breathe in, you just let me know.
It was 15 seconds.
It was 16 seconds?
Yeah, about 15, yeah.
15 seconds exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, that's just telling you that you're probably going to have a positive action to do. Yes, so you'll get it. It'll change. All right, so the need that we need to check on that one, say, togetherness with my family.
Togetherness with my family.
And you now resonate with that. All right. And then the meridian block, which was in your lung meridian, say, I don't feel worthwhile.
I don't feel worthwhile.
And you no longer resonate with that one. And the coherent meridian that you need that's going to really support you is your heart protector meridian. And say, I create safety and trust in all my relationships.
I create safety and trust in all my relationships.
And you resonate with that one, so that's good. And great. So we actually, looks like you've checked everything, has cleared on through in terms of your resonance. And let's now muscle check if you need a modality, a positive action here. Yes, you do. And the best positive action for you is the hemisphere balancing with the alpha brain waves. No, it's the other modality you did. That one, lost my page here. And what was the first modality we did? Was the, all my pages mixed up. And here it is. Oh. Do you remember the modality, the first modality we did?
The breathing?
Yeah.
Where you hold your breath for 3 seconds and tighten it.
That's right. That's the one you need. Okay. Don't know where that page disappeared to. Anyway, this would be a very good one for you to do, plus also doing the control pause and the shallow breathing. Really doing that, Lisa, would be very helpful for you. So breathing out, holding your breath out, and tensing your hands. And then some shallow breathing. And then you repeat that, tensing your feet and legs. Some shallow breathing. And then tensing your breathe out, hold your breath out, tense the whole body, and shallow breathing. It's going to get the carbon dioxide to every part of the body. So it can be beneficial for your health. And it would be helpful for you also to do the control pause, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, holding your breath out for as long as it's comfortable, and following that with 2 to 5 minutes of shallow breathing. Yes. Excuse me. So both of those would be excellent for you to do. And again, the download will give you all the information you need to remind you on how to do those. Okay, Lisa?
Yes.
So thank you so much. That was
thank
a good
you.
Session. And how do you feel right now?
At peace.
You feel at peace. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So that also, that at peace feeling is also the lung meridian coming into balance, because that's about you feeling at peace within yourself. Mm-hmm. So you, that's really all you need to bring to your baby, Lisa, is peace. Stay connected to your divine essence and just bring that peace of mind to your baby, and your baby is going to be very fortunate
mm-hmm.
to have you as a mama.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, my dear. So good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. And that was a lovely session for all of us to be resonating with. So remember, you've got livingintune@gmail.com. If you have questions, and if you're too shy to call in for a session, but you want me to put some of your issues online, you can let me know about that. And next week, we've got a wonderful session, wonderful program here, using 100% of your energy for life's bigger commitment. We use only 3 minutes, 3% of our brain, manifest 10% of our potential, and see 10% of life's beauty. Is that enough, or do you want more? How can you impact your own and others' lives through your commitment to life? What's included? What's involved with doing your best and being your best? Tune in to giving 100% of who you are to your life. Remember, you can download the complete transcript of all our shows, the theme, the repatterning, the modalities, how to use the repatterning in your daily life. Remember, if you're getting more than one, it's best to order 3 at a time so you don't overload your computer by ordering 8 at a time. So 3 at a time is best for your computer. For those who want to study resonance repatterning, all our schedules are on our resonancerepatterning.net website. Thank you for joining us at Living in Tune. Have a wonderful week discovering the power of your breath to calm, energize, and heal you, and balance out your carbon dioxide, which is important for every function in your body. Thank you so much, and we'll be here next week, same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network. Today I've loved the sun up in